For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing The Chosen and their final divorce with Angel Studios. This is something that I've seen for a year now coming. And that is because The Chosen has created an ecosystem to live outside of Angel Studios. It was clear to me, at least, that when they created a nonprofit organization called the Come and See Foundation, and they created a new app, and they were fundraising outside of Angel Studios, that the writing was on the wall, that there was trouble in paradise. And by paradise, I mean Utah. And that has finally come into fruition. Now, there is other stuff going on between the two that will not be addressed in this video because Dallas Jenkins is not addressing them. Neither is The Chosen addressing them. So there's other stuff there's other beef in the background. But there's a breach of contract beef that's going to be alluded to in this video that we're going to watch with Dallas Jenkins. But at the end of the day, this is something that's, you know, was pretty foreseeable because they've created a new ecosystem to exist outside of Angel Studios. And it's actually pretty savvy, the fact that they created a 501c nonprofit ministry in order to fund the production and marketing of The Chosen. Now, those are the two biggest expenses associated with any TV or film project. And their competitors can't just, you know, create a 501c3 ministry for that. So I actually like the strategy. I just wish Dallas Jenkins would then be honest about being a ministry. And when he talks about how large his company is, he wouldn't then, you know, pivot to his employees with gay flags being independent contractors when he, you know, he wants to use independent contractors and employees whenever it's convenient for him. And he wants to not be a ministry when it's convenient for him because Dallas Jenkins is a liar. And, you know, he also believes that Mormons are saved. All this we've covered in the past. But we're going to cover the divorce between The Chosen and Angel Studios. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's our Patreon-like system that gives you bonus content, bonus articles, and helps keep the lights on around here as well. That being said, we have a free newsletter that would have given you access to this story that we're talking about over the weekend. Which is why you want to be on the newsletter. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. So here is Dallas Jenkins giving the announcement of the divorce.
To do almost everything from scratch. It simply wasn't sustainable. And financially, to finance future seasons on time, as well as our company, we had to shift. So we came to a new agreement with Angel Studios in 2022, and part of that allowed us to shift our relationship to Come and See, the nonprofit whose mission includes getting The Chosen to the world and financing our production. The old Chosen app became the Angel app, where other projects were added, and we created a new Chosen app solely dedicated to The Chosen. So now, when you donate to Come and See, 100% of your donations goes to the production and marketing and international translations of The Chosen. Again, let me say that again, 100%. Come and See has guaranteed that future seasons will be financed and on schedule. But of course, they still need your help in making that happen. Gift sales and licenses with third parties, such as other streamers and broadcasters, will continue to financially sustain our overhead and growth as a company. Now, with that 2022 agreement, seasons of the show were released simultaneously on the Angel and Chosen apps before they were released anywhere else. What happened next is the crux of why we are here today. Our contention is that shortly after the agreement, Angel Studios breached our contract on multiple occasions, to the extent that we believed and should be terminated, which would dissolve our relationship with Angel. Angel, of course, disagrees with that assessment. And ultimately, the only way to solve the dispute was to exercise the provision in the contract where we engaged a third-party arbitrator. We wanted to solve this in a biblical way, which was to not make it a public spectacle. Private arbitration was the only way to do this in a way that didn't harm the show or the reputation of Jesus.
So you gotta love the irony of trying to talk about honoring Jesus Christ and handling things in a biblical way when he's trying to distribute a supposedly Christian show on a Mormon distribution platform. So there's this irony all around when it comes to, oh, we're trying to handle this in a biblical way, so we're exercising the arbitration clause. And the arbitration clause is there because it, first of all, will solve contractual disputes sooner and cheaper than going to court. So he's going to emphasize this isn't a lawsuit. Well, yeah, that's why you had an arbitration clause in the contract, so you wouldn't get bogged down in expensive lawsuits. So he's trying to sound pious, when in reality, it was just shrewd business.
And this project. Now, let me clear up some gross misconceptions I have seen in social media comments. Number one, this was not a lawsuit. Angel didn't sue the Chosen didn't sue Angel. We simply had an arbitrator decide whether or not the contract had been breached and should be terminated.
Now, I want to say that there are lawsuits surrounding in this world between the Chosen and Angel Studios. My knowledge is it has more to do with someone that the Chosen wanted to hire and, you know, poaching employees and stuff like that. But it's not whatever this is. It's not this breach of contract.
Number two, we didn't come to the decision lightly, but it was our decision to terminate the contract and ask an arbitrator to rule on the termination. I want to make that clear. Number three, no one was doing this for greed or spite or for more fame or to go Hollywood. Please, when it comes to our social media discourse, we must be better. And the mind reading, gossip, and accusations about motive must stop. Both Angel and The Chosen want this show to reach over a billion people, and both of us want the show to be sustainable. We just obviously have significant differences of opinion on how to do that and what our future should be. Good people can disagree. And it's what makes what I'm about to say very sad and not something I take any pleasure in. Yesterday, Tuesday, May 28th, we received the arbitrator's decision, and he comprehensively affirmed our position and agreed that the contract had been breached in multiple and material ways, which means that the contract is indeed terminated and the Chosen's relationship with Angel Studios is effectively over.
So there he is giving the big news for the Chosen. And again, he wants to end it as amicably as possible. And, you know, he goes on to thank the Chosen and its Mormon founders and stuff like that. How has Angel Studios responded? Well, their statement was pretty generic. And, you know, we wish to do business with you in the future. And we understand, I mean, they're the party that was dumped in this relationship. But nonetheless, don't let anyone use this to say that the Mormons, you know, or the Mormons have less sway over the Chosen, even though they represent a core faction of their audience. And Dallas Jenkins has repeatedly affirmed the faith of Mormons in the past. So some proponents of the Chosen are trying to use this story to, like, give the Chosen street cred on theology matters, but it just really doesn't hold up. Now, the Mormons are striking back, though. They got some interesting projects going on. This is a concept trailer for The Promised TV series, which is going to be a story about the Book of Mormon. Feeling uncertain about his journey, Lehi speaks with his friend and mentor, the prophet Jeremiah, who has been arrested for preaching and is thrown in prison outside of Jerusalem. He's met along the way by someone unexpected to help him in his dangerous effort. So this guy has a journey because he's going to be the Mormon Noah, who's going to sail across the Atlantic Ocean, even though sailing across the Mediterranean versus sailing across the Atlantic Ocean are, to my knowledge on circumnavigation, you know, very different animals when it comes to ships and stuff. But regardless, the Mormons got that figured out, and this guy's going to sail across the Atlantic Ocean, and he's going to create a whole race of mountain Jews. So that is, you know, somewhat of what Mormons believe. I'm being humorous about it, of course, and sarcastic. And what's interesting about this is, like, the Mormon media was, like, hyping this up. And this article was by Ward Radio, who took issue with the previous reporting on Mormons not being Christians, specifically by Protestia, that they didn't take very kindly to that. And honestly, I don't have a whole lot of confidence for this TV show to be any good. The three names associated with it, Ashley Tronsko, Alex Whiting, and Ethan Karchner, they've not really done anything of note. And theoretically, in the world of making film and movies, people who have no experience and then go on to do massive projects don't tend to do well. You know, just look at Disney and a lot of the stuff going on in Hollywood these days with major franchises. So, that being said, this is actually a pretty interesting flex by the article. And it's based on a quote by Alex Whiting. Season one is kind of a prequel to the Book of Mormon. The end of the last scene is much like the last episode, is Lehi's family leaving Jerusalem. Tronsko explained, much like the hit series The Chosen, the promise will expand on the stories from its source context, source text, while maintaining historical accuracy. Which, by the way, The Chosen does not maintain historical accuracy or biblical fidelity. I just want to be clear about that. Especially when it comes to anything to do with the Romans. They're pretty terrible about that. And then it's like, having worked on The Chosen, co-writer Alex Whiting is familiar with the benefit of this approach. The church is bound to scripture, so when they're doing the church, you know, Book of Mormon videos, they're basically only speaking scripture. It's like, that is quite the flex there, that this guy says he was working on The Chosen. So Alex Whiting, I'm just going to say that these Mormons way overstated his role in The Chosen. I did look into it, and after doing some investigation, Alex Whiting, who's going to be the co-writer of this Mormon series, was essentially a background character or extra. So that was it. Like, that's him having worked on The Chosen. So the Mormons are striking back. And just as a quick clarification, I'm not saying that this show is being funded by Angel Studios or necessarily will be on Angel Studios, though I do think if it is successful in its crowdfunding efforts, it will be on Angel Studios because it'll just have the demand to pick it up. But just want to make that clear so people don't conflate when I say Mormons with Angel Studios, even though I am saying that Angel Studios are the Mormons. Because I'm, you know, saying both in this video. Other news, and this is kind of related. And VeggieTales co-creator Phil Vischer shares a sneak peek of his new Phil and Mike show idea. Because guess who's trying to get on Angel Studios? Phil Vischer is trying to get on Angel Studios. So he is trying to get his new TV series, The Phil and Mike Show, which is an animated kids program, on Angel Studios, and is asking people who are members of the Angel Guild to vote right now. So, The Chosen is leaving, but Angel Studios and the Mormons are striking back with an epic of their own, and they're trying to court Phil Vischer, the liberal who is super woke and super pro-abortion, to create content on there. So, that is the latest news update in the world of The Chosen and Angel Studios, and as well as Mormons as it relates to Christianity. So, have a blessed day, stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.